It's like David Letterman if he just never stopped just making random noises the entire show. Beep, 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 beep. If he would have never stopped. Luckily, he stopped growing in that department. And he's reasonable. He's like Leno.
Fell?
Do you really?
I like them both equally.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
really have a preference. Yeah. Because I'm not up that late.
Leno lover! I'm not a Leno fan. And I do judge people who are. I'm joking. Maybe.
Whatever.
So, Simon Cowell rolled his eyes. That son of a bitch. Oh, wait. Once again, he was just stuck in his own world talking to Paula about... And Chris Richardson was being a dumbass, saying, well, I was singing nasally on purpose. So Simon's talking to Paula. Nasally on purpose? What the hell? What? Does that make any... You understand? No, what the... You said he was doing it on purpose? No, what? Meanwhile, he's saying... Love to Virginia Tech, and then Simon's still blabbing about this and rolling his eyes. God. Luckily, they had the tape. I still think you should be impressed by the fact that they bank audio on all the judges constantly.
Okay. They're so awesome and cool and impressionable.
Impressionable? Who? Who are you talking about?
Them for banking audio on the idols. They're the judges.
They're impressionable for banking audio.
They make an impression by doing that.
Let me go to my big word bank. Okay, I got three in there. I'll just use all of them and see what happens. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Paula Abdul is on a Southwest Airlines flight. That alone is enough to make you laugh your ass off?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she went all diva, and she was like, I want a seat open next to me. I want to get on the flight first before everybody else. And they go, we're Southwest Airlines, Paula. You think of flying with a big airline? Or not a big airline, but an expensive airline? Something that has first class, maybe? At least give her some cheap vodka. That would shut her up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks. But then she might puke on somebody and, you know.
Oh, I feel sorry for the people sitting next to her.
Yeah.
God, you reek of wild turkey and Pepsi.
Diet, of course.
Yeah.
Larry Birkhead, baby daddy with baby on the cover of OK Magazine. He got some cash to do it, and he's going to put it into a trust fund for Danny Lynn.
Aww.
Yeah. Psychiatric fund for Danny Lynn. Okay, remember Kirstie Alley showed up on Oprah in the bikini or whatever?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, look at me.
Yeah.
Less fat. Yeah, she should have done this instead. She jumped a fence. You know one of those wooden fences that has, like, just the three posts going across the middle?
Yeah.
She was doing some scene for some show that she's doing on God knows what network. And she's hurdling this fence. I ripped off the photo and put it up on the website, mattstooks.com, S-T-O-O-K-S. It looks like she sees a Cheeto on the other side, though, so